The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Good morning. We are in the Start Your Day, the Torah Way, Northwest London program. Wednesday, 20th May, Chaf Vav Iyar. Rabbi Aaron Batsos. So today, the 26th of Iyad, is the Hilula of the Ramchal, Moshe Chaim Lutzatzo, the Baal Mesilat Yesharim. It's a very important sefira, Yesod should be Yesod. And also I'm giving over this shiur, the Yidin Nishmat, my late mother, Zichrona Livracha, Arina Kaparad Mishkava. Today is the Shloshim since the Kavura, and the Shir should be L'il Nishmata, and she should be Melech Tzorisha on all of us, her children, her family, her friends, and all the community. Also, I want to inform the Kahal that my daughter became a Kara last week, and we hope that in this way, it's mamtik a little bit of the din, which is on our family at this time. As it says in Shulchan Aruch Yeridea, that for the whole year of the Avelut, there's a din metucha keneged ota mishpacha, there's a din on that family. But im nolad ben zachar ota mishpacha, nitrapa kol mishpacha. If a baby boy is born within the year, then that's a refuah. So there's different explanations why it's a refuah, but possibly we can say l'inyaneinu that the simcha of the Brit Mila, that is mefig, that removes a little bit, it's metaken a little bit of the midat hadin, it's keneged at midat hadin, it reduces the midat hadin, which is on the family. So therefore, we can say the same thing, the simcha of the erusin should be metaken and reduce the din which is on us, and that's Shem, we should all be zeicher from now on, only simchas and yeshuas v'nechamas. Shulchan Aruch written in Yeridea Siman Shin Tzadi Gimel Sevav, Kol mi she'eino mit'abel kemo she'tzivu chachamim ha'zeh achzari. If a person is not mit'abel the way he's supposed to, as chachamim told him to, he is cruel. What does it mean he's cruel? He's cruel to himself. Because if he doesn't pay attention to the message which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him, the only one who's going to suffer is himself. So he's cruel to himself. The reason why this happened is to shake a person, to send him a reminder that he should do teshuva. We see from here, when a person is in a something bad happens to him, a tsar happens to him, some trouble, some problem, this is a sign from Shemayim that he needs to be mefashvish b'maaser, then he should do teshuva. If this is the case, b'tzarat yachid, for trouble which happens to an individual, kol sheken b'tzarat rabin. How much more so when it's a tzar which applies to the whole community, as we're now at this time. What we're going through now is a tzar rabim, it's a tzar throughout the whole world. So obviously, the purpose of this is to awaken us. It's a wake-up call. We should be mefashvish b'maaseinu and to think, Mazot asayru kim lanu. What is Hashem doing? What is the reason behind all this? We read in the parasha last Shabbat, Parasha Bechukotai, the Tochecha, the following pasuk: Beim teichu imi keri, velo tovu lishmoali, ve'yasafti alechem makas sheva kechatotechem. If you will go with me, keri. What is the meaning of this word, carry? Rashi gives two explanations. Rashi says, the first explanation it means that you only keep the mitzvot derech arai. Keriz mashon mikre arai. Dehainu, that you don't keep the Torah as much as you're supposed to in all circumstances. When you fancy, you do it. Derech arai. That's called Imtelchi Mikeri. A second chant, he brings the name of Menachem ben Tzruk, one of his famous Sephardic grammarians about 1,000 years ago, as Lashon Meniah. Keri is Lashon Meniah, to prevent yourself. And Rashi says, it means you prevent yourself from coming close to Hashem. You hold yourself back. Keri can also mean to hold oneself back. However, the Orchaim HaKadosh on the Pasuk says, Keri is Loshen Mikre. Dehainu, in Teruchi Mi Keri, you say that this Makkah which has come is the Mikre. It happens sometimes, these sort of problems, and therefore you don't pay any attention to it. You don't do Teshuvah. I'm reading out the Lashon of the Orchaim HaKadosh. It's such a makot elu hem makot amargishot umakirot ashkacha, kasher miaseh otam. The makot is there in order to point out to you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind all this, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a warning, a lesson. She'en chozrim b'tshuvah. And if a person doesn't take the warning, he doesn't pay an intention, doesn't do teshuvah, ein ma'aneh l'olama keri yizu. What is the answer? How do we explain the makot? Keri. It was a mikra. It happens. It's a happening. It's not something which is specially pointing to me. So the source of this Orchaim HaKadosh is written in the Rambam at the beginning of Tanyot. The Rambam writes the following words. Im lo yizaku v'lo yariv. Rambam is talking about it happens a tzara to the tzibur, a devil, a plague, batzoret, a rav, famine, and the like. And a person, the tzibur, doesn't pay any attention, they don't daven to Hashem, they don't do teshuvah. Eliyomu davar ze minagot minag ha'olamu. Only they say this is something which happens, this is minag ha'olam. Ila lanu. Vitzara zu nikre nikrit. It's a mikra. It's a chance, it's a happening. That person, the people, that tzibur is being cruel to itself. Because it will cause them not to do teshuvah, and the opposite, to strengthen themselves in their bad ways. And it will only bring more problems. So they think they'll take the easy way out. They won't pay any attention to the message that Hashem is sending them. Not the Rambam. It's not an easy way out, because it's going to bring more problems, more trouble. Hu shekatu b'Torah, v'alachten imi b'keri, v'alachti imachem b'chamat keri. Klomar, she'avi alechem tzara kedei sh'tashuvu. Hashem said, I'm bringing you this trouble, no, you should do teshuvah. Im tomru shu keri. But if you say that this is only a chance, it's not something which is relating to me, Osif lachem chamat oto keri. Hashem says, then I will bring that makkah in a much stronger way. I'll bring with fury, with anger. So we get the message. We've got this tzara, the magefa, which is causing lots of problems and havoc throughout the world. We understand that this is a pointer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we need to do teshuvah. We need to be mitzbonen to understand what is Hashem doing this for us. The question is, what do we have to do teshuvah from? Which teshuvah do we need to do? Some people say, of course we believe this makkah is min hashamayim, but who knows, what is the reason? Do we know, do we understand the cheshbonot shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do we understand the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon? We have to show us, every person has to see and try and fathom some sort of tshuva that applies to him. But we don't know the cheshbonot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This derech is betaut yisodo. It's a big mistake. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a makkah, he wants us to understand what we have to do to tshuva. And obviously, if it's a makkah for the rabbim, then it's a tshuva which is to be done by the rabbim. It's not something which each individual has to be mitzvonen and see what tshuva he needs person to do. It's something which the whole tzibur has to do. Because the tzara is the tzarat rabbim. And the Or Chaim HaKadosh writes in last week's parsha that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings these yisurim at the beginning, hem mechuvanim al chatatam. These, the tzara that Hashem brings is parallel to the chet. It's corresponding to the chet. And it says in the pasuk, the Asaf Yalechem Makah, Hashem will bring us a punishment. Sheva kechatotechem. Kechatotechem. Like your sin. What does it mean, like your sin? Corresponding to your sin. The Makah is corresponding to the sin, and we can see from the Makah what was the chet. As the Or Chaim carries on, Ukimoshkatub Tishalem le Ish Kema'aseu. Hashem pays back a person according to his deeds. The punishment is fitting to the deeds that a person done. Kize yoreh lev nedam. In this way, the person who's sleeping will wake up. V'yaskil leitiv ma'asav. Shekenegdo ba'elav atzara. That the tzara is corresponding to. That's why he has to wake up. As we know, that when a kozgoch brings a makkah, it's always keneged, it's always midah keneged midah. It's corresponding to what a person does. From the tzara itself, we can understand in what way we need to be mitaken. L'inyaneinu. L'inyaneinu. Ika atzora is skirat batei kenesiot batei midashot. Is the closing down of the shuls. That is the ika atzora. That's the trouble Klal Yisrael we're all feeling in every part of the world. Our shuls have been closed for 2 months already. And we don't know for how long more it will be. The Pasuk says, Vashimoti et mikdeshechem velo ariach bereach nichochachem. Hashem says, I will make your sanctuaries desolate, and I will not smell the smell of your sacrifices. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closing down. He doesn't want us to come to shul. He doesn't take pleasure from the smell of our sacrifices. Nowadays we don't have sacrifices, but the tefillot, that's connected, the korbanot. Hashem doesn't find pleasure in our tefillot. So, obviously, this is the tikkun that we need to work on. We need to make it once more possible for us to come back to our shul, to come back to our batei kenesiyot, or batei midrashot, to come back to our yeshivas, our Talmud Torah, our kollelim, our places of Torah and Kedusha, when at present we're not able to. So I want to be me'orer a few nikudot, which I feel needs a tikkun. And I'm basing on the pasuk which the Zohar Kadosh says, we should say every morning when we at the entrance of the shul, just about before we're supposed to walk in, wearing our talit and tefillin. The pasuk is in Tehillim. V'ani berov chasvecha, I in your great kindness, avo betecha, I'm entering your house. I'm bowing down in front of your heichel, your holy heichel, in awe of you. So this pasuk is lying the tikkun that we need to make. So I want to divide this pasuk into three parts. The first part, Vani Baruch Chasvecha. I, in your great kindness. Dehainu. Everyone needs to feel
Kol Halashon
that it's a privilege. It's a chesed. It's a kindness when we come into the shuls, when we come into the bottom midrashim. We mustn't feel it's an all. We're doing it as a duty. Yeah, we have to do it. That's part of our Haredi life. We have to daven, and we have to go to shul, and we have to pray in shul, and we have to learn in the Beis HaMikdash. We have to realize how special it is, what a privilege it is. When we say every morning the Tvila, Ashenu matov chelkenu, manaim goradenu, mayafa meod yirushatenu. How fortunate us! How fortunate is our lot! Ashenu she'anachnu mashkimim ma'aribim batei kenesiyot u'batei midrashot. How fortunate we are when we can go to the Beis Knesset, Beis HaMikdash. We have to change our attitude to realize that it's such a great pleasure. It's a chesed, it's a kindness that we have the understanding to go to the Beis Knesset, Beis HaMikdash. We have the opportunity to go to learn in yeshiva, in a Talmud Torah. We say the tefillah of Rabbi Chulia ben Akona, after the person finishes learning in the Beis HaMikdash, he says, Modim Anachum. We give thanks to you, Hashem, Shesamta Chelkeinu Miyoshve Beis HaMikdash, that you made our chelek, you gave us the opportunity to be Miyoshve Beis HaMikdash. We give thanks, Modim Anachum Lach. That's nice to give thanks and Hoidor and Shevach to the Bnei Shalom for that privilege. Included in this is what's written in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tzadik Sif Yud Aleph. Mi sheyesh lo beit haknesset be'iro ve'eino nichnas bo leitpalel nikra shachen ra. If a person's got a beit haknesset in his city and he doesn't go to the beit haknesset to pray, he davens at home, he's called a shachen ra. He's called a bad neighbor. It's not just a miler. He's called shachen ra. Va'afidu yev sharut leitpalel be'minyan. And even if he's davening with a minion, it's not enough to daven in an ad hoc minyan. You have to pray inside the Beit Knesset. It's two separate ma'alot. As Mishnah Berurah explains in Siman Tzadik, Sif Kotel Lamed Chet, if a person davens b'minyan, that's tefillah b'tzibur. But midei chova Beit Knesset lo nafik. He hasn't been yotzei the mitzvah of davening in shul. We know if a person is in a place where there's only one minyan, and he woke up late and he missed the minyan, which was in the shul, the Shulchan Aruch writes that even so he should go to shul and pray in the shul yachid and not pray at home yachid, because it's a mile of Beit Knesset, tefillah be-Beit Knesset. To realize that importance that there is. You know, sometimes we go to a chasen in the winter, let's say the chasen is at 8 o'clock, and we daven in the hall of the chasen. But we could have davened 5:30 in shul. We could have davened Ma'ariv Bizmano. It's obviously much more preferable for every person to daven that Ma'ariv in shul than to daven Ma'ariv in the hall. Even though it's tefillah b'tzibur, that's midei chovat beit knesset lo nafik, to appreciate the ma'ila and the importance of the Beit HaKnesset. In Sif Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Bet, Siman Tzadi, Sif Yud Bet, Shulchan Aruch says, "Yesh mitzvah larutz kisholech lebeit knesset." There's a mitzvah to run when a person goes to shul. Sif Yud Aleph, "Sheyashkim adam lebeit knesset shimnei ma'asai shonim." A person should be one of the first to arrive in shul. If a person really appreciates how valuable it is, how special it is, then a person, he won't drag his feet to go to shul in the morning. He'll run to go to shul. He'll be the first one there. because he really appreciates the value of what he's doing. The second point is Avo Beitecha. V'ani Rav Chasdecha, I'm your great chesed. We mentioned the first point is to realize how valuable and how privileged we are to be able to go to Beit Knesset Beit HaMedrash. The second point, Avo Beitecha, I'm coming into your house. We have to realize the shul is not like our home. The shul is the house of Hashem. It's Amonosha Melech. It's the palace of the king. It's a completely different, we have to behave in a completely different way inside the shul than what we behave outside. So, Mishabura says that even though there's a mitzvah to run to the shul, that's only up to the door of the shul. But once a person is inside the shul, Siman Tzadik Sifkot Mem Aleph, the Beit HaKnesset Asma Sularut, in the shul itself you're not allowed to run. Ele Yelech Be'ema, a person has to walk inside the shul in awe. Ki Echal Melech HaKavod Hu, because it is the palace of the king. Chayav Adam Linhog Morah BeBeit Knesset, and a person must behave in a way of awe in the Beit Knesset. Dichtivu Mikdashi Tirau, you have to have all of the mikdash of the sanctuaries. And the chalal there is not only the Beit HaMikdash HaGadol, but also the mikdash me'at, the Bote Knesset, the Bote Midrashot. And it's written in the Pasuk in Tehillim, the Beit Elohim Na'alech Beragish. When a person walks in shul, when he's walking around in shul, Na'alech Beragish, he has to do with regish, with feeling and with awe. Rav Chaim says, a person must be careful. If a person is rude to someone in shul, or he shouts at someone, he raises his voice in shul, he's not only mezalzel on that person, he's mezalzel b'kvod hashchina. If a person's in the palace of the king and the king is over there, will he have the chutzpah to raise his voice, to rebuke someone, to shout at someone in that place? Of course not. The Ramah writes, "She'en l'nashek adam levanav bebeit Knesset." A person is not allowed to kiss his children in the Beit Knesset. "She'en ahava ke'avat ha'makom." In the Beit Knesset, a person must be focused only on one thing, on the king. He's in the palace of the king, has to be focused on the king. He must show ahavat ha'makom, love for the king. And if he shows ahavat basar v'adam, that's a zilzul in the ahavat ha'makom. If a person must be careful. He's got children there. He loves his children. No. In Beit Knesset, it's only Avat HaMakom. Maran writes in Siman Kufnun Aleph, Seif Aleph, Batei Knesset Batei Melashot, En Ha'ogim Baim Kalut Rosh. There mustn't be any Kalut Rosh, lightheadedness. Kigon Tzchok, laughter, joking around, Hituv, Esicha Beteila, and mundane chatter. What does it mean, mundane chatter? Mundane chatter doesn't mean forbidden speech. It's not Lashon Hara, it's not Rechilas. It's speech which a person is allowed to speak outside, but it's not fitting inside a shul. Any dibur shel chol, any mundane speech, is forbidden the shul. Not only bizman ha'tfilah, kol shekhen bizman ha'tfilah, but not only. And when a person enters the shul, he is now Hei Chaloshon Melech. Everyone knows the famous Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh says, "Mandi mishtai bebei kenisht bebinim dechol." The person who speaks, "Chol dika diburim, chulim dika diburim in Beit Knesset." Vayle, woe to him, the achsin who let le elaha belo shtakach taman, because he's showing as if the Rebbeinu Shalom is not resting there. This is not a place which is a mechuba dika place. It's a regular place. I can speak in it the way I speak outside. There's no difference. So he's denying the fact that this is the Heichal Hashem Melech. So we have to be very careful to make a takana, every one of us, and every community, that there's no speaking in shul at no time. Not only in the time of the service, everyone knows from Baruch Sha'omah to after the Chazal Sashat, one's not allowed to speak, Medina de Shulchan Aruch, time of Kriyas HaTorah, one's not allowed to speak, Medina de Shulchan Aruch. But not only that time, any other time, when he is in shul. I want to bring up one point, which I think there's a bit of a laxity in it. You know, sometimes a person finishes his Shemona Esra, he finishes his Shemona Esra and before the Shliach Tzedek. And he thinks, you know, I've got 2 minutes now, let me chaperayin and shmuz with my neighbor. Turns around, he starts speaking. Very often, what he's saying is audible. We can hear. People are still davening, they can hear what he's saying. And it can be one person, another chevra, another people, and eventually it can be that there's quite a lot of chatting going on at the time when people are davening before the shliach tzibur. He starts chazara. So I want to just mention that this is b'feish halacha in Shulchan Aruch in the Ramo in Siman Kuf Chav Gimel Siv Bet. The Ramo writes the following: Yachid shemitpaleh b'tzibur, a person who is davening b'tzibur, v'siyim tefilato kol mishliach tzibur, and he finishes the Shemoneh Esra before the shliach tzibur, asur leachzir panav l'tzibur ad sheyisayim shliach tzibur tefilato. He's not allowed to turn around and face the congregation. He's not allowed to turn his back from the Mizrach and turn to the Maariv and to face the people. Not only to speak with them, it's forbidden, but even if he doesn't speak, he just makes signs with his eyes, with his hands, yeah? He's not allowed. What is the reason for this? Dr. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Yudbet. Ki grom bazeh bitul kavana lemitpalelim. He is causing the other people that still davening Shemoneh Esra to lose their kavana. So all this is part of the kedusha of the tefil havo betecha, and obviously bichlal there is the telephone, the mobile phones, to make sure they switched off before a person enters the shul. He kol lekrat Elohecha Yisrael, a person to prepare himself before he enters the shul. He's entering now Manush HaMelech. How can enter the shul and he's got something which is going to distract him and is going to distract other people in the community? The Shulchan Aruch writes, before a person prays, he has to remove all the things which are distracting him. So it's poshut. Everyone in every community have to make this akana, that everyone, before they enter the shul, they switch off the mobile phone. I saw a letter came out today from Chaim Kanievsky, and he brought out these 2 points. He said it's a chiyuv in every community to make this takana, that there's no, number one, there's no sicha betela. We do not speak idle chatter. The only thing we can speak in shul, divrei Torah, divrei tefillah, divrei musa, things which are mar b'yir shemayim, as it says, the end of the pasuk, eshtach v'lechal kushecha b'yir atecha, in your awe, to be mar b'yir shemayim, those talks we can speak about in shul. But anything dibur shachol, sicha b'teila, we're not allowed to. That's from now on. And it's no use us waiting to go back to shul and then we'll stop. No, we have to be now. When we've got this it'orirut, when we've got this awakening, now we have to see, to mekabel upon ourselves, each community, each individual in each community, to mekabel upon themselves. No sicha b'teila, and no mobile phones in shul, which are lit, which are working. It should all be switched off before going into shul. And the day there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will Yom HaLetzalotenu die, and he will enable us once more to enter our Batei Knesses, Batei Midrash, in a different way. It cannot be the same as we were before. If it's the same, if we act the same way as it was previously, then we have learned nothing from this experience. And there's a Hashem, we should be zoicha to enter our shoes again, berina, and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomer la'rina ve'la'tfila once more, and it should be a reach nechoyach that the Rebbeinu Shalom should take pleasure from our tefillah and our limud Torah, and Be'ez Hashem, all of us, we should only know simchas from now on, and only hatzlocha and bracha to the whole community. Amen. Ken yi ratzon.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.